those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful for you and pray that you are always inspired and motivated to dig deeper, to reach higher, to tap that which is your own unique gift, and to have the conscious intention to do whatever it takes to clear, cleanse, purify, renew, rebirth, and revitalize yourself so that you are truly walking in the light of the truth of all that you are on behalf of all of those that you have come through as this living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of that absolute and supreme intelligence whose presence is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It fills all spaces. It's all pervasive. There is nowhere where it is not. It is beating our hearts. It is breathing us. And its will, its way, its light, its love, its law shall be done. And I'm the one to remind us that we're in a now moment of eternity, and we will always be in a now moment of eternity. The issue for us is, are we applying ourselves wholeheartedly in living the quality of life that is truly reflective of our knowing that we are in a now moment of eternity? The question is, or are we believing the lie that we're supposed to be dying because heaven exists somewhere else other than where we are, and that you have to die in order to go there? And so I'm the one to remind us that we're already in heaven, that the earth is in flotation and rotation, and she is a center of infinity, because no one can guesstimate or estimate how much of infinity lies east or west or north or south of her, that we are traveling in space all the time on this intergalactic spaceship that we call Earth. And our bodies are our spacesuits that are specifically designed for this journey, for this atmosphere and area that we have the opportunity to truly have the understanding, the realization that allows us to stand harmoniously and absolutely on behalf of that which allows us to be. And in accepting the truth of ourselves, that we would have to really care to truly actualize, self-actualize, and self-realize as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of its own absolute and supreme intelligence, to know that that is the only victory and triumph that we can really have over a global initiative to put us in a place and space where we are glib about having to die from something that we take for granted, the greatest gifts that we were given with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to put us in a place and space where we treat our cars better than we treat our children, to now know that there is nothing, no one's thoughts, no one's opinions, no one's theories, no one's plotting or planning that can usurp or thwart or rebuke or revoke the establishment of absolute law, is that which will always triumph. And to understand that our aligning ourselves with it is to our own advantage, that there is no advantage that we have from having a thought that we're supposed to be sinful and that we're supposed to be dying. It gives us no leverage over a system of genocide and depopulation through the methodology of cellular oppression. And then you're complicit and complacent and trying to make excuses for why you will not do that which is truly in your best interest. That you feel entitled to oppress yourselves, to violate yourselves, to be in a place and space where you feel as though what happened to you is excuse for why you will not transcend it, transform it, transmute it into that which truly serves your greater good. The your experiences should not be excuses for your accepting limitation, where you should be growing and consistently unfolding and expanding your conscious awareness of the divinity of yourself. We're in a now moment where each and every one of us is absolutely blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our hearts. And many of us have triumphed over so much that we can't keep telling our stories when there is an absolute truth for us to rise into, to walk in the integrity of our own authenticity as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence on behalf of all of those who come before us. To realize that the greatest ones may have been great because of their proficiency in oration, their proficiency in their ability to have conceptualized and articulated what they perceived to be the issues at that time, but that time is not the now time in which we are in, and this now time requires those of us who are living now to exalt a full life's urge so that we are not complicit and complacent with our own oppression at the cellular level, and we are not a detriment to ourselves. To come to that point and place where it truly matters, that you do not have to go through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't have to be whoring and prostituting and pimping and doing all of the other things that was the evidence of those who either lost their mind or cared to be lost. When you don't have to go that way, to accept that it is okay to be in a place and space where you don't give yourself away, you don't throw yourself away, you don't risk your lives because you are that daring and uncaring to follow those who have no love, no light, no wisdom, and no truth, because they have things that shine and go bling bling. So you follow them thinking that their bling bling is going to become your bling bling and you'll be more because you're blinging, when you are not exalting a full life spirit. We're in that now moment where we cannot afford to be stupid. That stupidity seems to be the programming that we will risk the greatest thing we were given, our lives, so that we can have cheap thrills of taste and sensation. Things that only last for moments at a time, but the devastation lasts forever when you have circumvented your date with destiny and chosen a tragic date with fate. Instead, we're in a now moment that requires us to be in a place and space where we're all right with growing up, we're all right with maturing. You understand that? To be immature at 30 and 40 and 50 years old, where nobody can even tell that you are that old because you are so immature, is not a testament to anybody. You understand? You're a grown woman, 50 years old, and you're dressing like a little girl in sundresses with your knees, your dress is all up to here, your panties all showing, and I'm just saying that we have to come to that point and place where we care to mature. But stuff is just not cute anymore. It might have been cute when you was little, but it ain't cute now. Particularly when you're 40, 50, 60, 80 pounds overweight. And we don't know how to cover our behinds. And we think that it's sexy to be out of order. And it's not sexy to be out of order. It's not sexy to be in a place where your judgment about how to carry yourself as a man and how to carry yourself as a woman is not where it should be. have a conversation about our quality of being and that which is necessary for our being continued in existence. When our lives are hanging in the balance as a result of us not being caring enough to value ourselves to the degree to which we will conserve our life force and focus our energy into being astute as students of life, astute as disciples of truth, astute as those who really care to honor and to glorify the lineages that we represent. And to know that the lineages that we represent go far beyond the past few of whose names we can call. But the gifts that we were given, our true heritage and inheritance, our true wealth, is as a result of us having received the gifts of those lineages. And the methodology of oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning so that we are on a DNA lockdown that prevents us from truly activating the greatness of ourselves and instead has us in a position where we are calling forth and speaking to the sickness and illnesses that we have been, that we have inherited as a result of mama had it and grandmama had it and uncle this had it and all of that. And it's only because of the consistency over the generations of you consistently eating the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens and the pus and mucus of cows and all manners of alcohol and tobacco and artificially colored, artificially flavored things that were designed by a people who are out of alignment with the laws of existence and the will of existence and the purpose in existence. Because if they were in alignment, there would be no way for the death industries to be flourishing. There would be no way that those who are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence would feel justified in killing themselves. And then when they're close to death, then they get so scared that they will have their body parts removed and submit and succumb to all manners of invasive surgeries and this and that because their bodies have been so filled with poison that they'd rather cut the poison out and go through the process of truly cleansing their body temples. And so I'm the one to remind us that we will never, ever have anything that is greater than who and what we already are. That there's nothing we could work for, beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater value and substance than the truth of ourselves, our body temples, and the spirits that dwell within them, and the perfect functioning of every atom and every cell of our being. And unlock your automobiles and the electronics and your computers and your phones and all of that, your body, your brain, and every part of it will consistently regenerate itself. And no matter how much you paid for all of those things, you will soon throw them away because they will soon cease to function. And they're made such where it isn't worth them being repairable. But our body temples will regenerate, and then you all will not acknowledge and not activate your powers of regeneration because you will continue to do the same things consistently over time that created the degrees of toxicity, acidity, insufficient oxygenation, insufficient hydration, all of this excess mucus and organisms and parasites and all of this negativity that creates all of those issues that have crystallized in your tissues and now has you in a place where you are feeling the pain and the suffering and think that it's supposed to be happening because you are getting old. But there is no old in the realm of eternity. There is only now. And the old that we see is the accumulation of the toxins and the acidity and the effect of dehydration and insufficient oxygenation that literally robs the life force of people to make us think that old is the natural progression when it is really not. It is the evidence of not really knowing the laws of life, ignoring the laws of life. supposed to die from something. And for those who believe in the life of Jesus Christ and believe on the life of Jesus Christ and think that in their belief of the life of Jesus Christ that they will have eternal life, and therefore that justifies why they continue to feed off the flesh of pigs and cows and chickens and hens and fish and all of this, it's part of the lie that the churches have perpetuated. It's part of the lie that the educational system has perpetuated, to have us think that our belief system is greater than the truth, when we were told to know the truth, and the truth would set us free. Free from what, though? Free from the lie, free from the tragic date with fate, the heart attacks and the strokes and the aneurysms and the sarcoidosis and all of the issues that are crystallizing in the tissues that create the pain and the suffering and the need, or the alleged need for knee replacement surgeries and hip replacement surgeries and all of that. And all of that comes as a result of the amount of acidity and dehydration and toxicity and whatnot. And so even with that, you think that your body will heal from it, or else you would not even submit to those surgeries if you did not believe that your body could heal. And so my question is, if you believe that your body could heal, why would you not accept that the body could heal itself without the surgery? And why would you not ask? And you see how quickly the time is passing. And that one day you were young and virile and felt invincible, and now you are gasping for breath, putting yourself in a place where you are feeling that you are disabled and you are on fixed income and you're old. And I'm saying, no, you are still this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence, and you still have access to this absolute and supreme intelligence that beats your heart and breathes you, and you can still reach and afford that which will facilitate your complete cleansing and purification, so that every fiber of your being can be renewed and rebirthed and your spirit can be made whole. You do not have to go out like that. And if you believe the doctors when they say, oh, well, you'll be on these medications all of your life, there's nothing that you can do, there is no cure, understand that that's a lie. And we were told the devil is the liar, so who is the devil? The liars. The ones who have access, who have been given access to your mind and 60-second sound bites and commercialism and whatnot to make you think that you can eat all of this garbage. You understand? So they show you all of this garbage, these flesh burgers and things dripping with cheese and the fat of dead animals all on it, and the white breads and the buns and all of that. And then the next one, they're showing you the medications for the asthma because you can't hardly breathe with all of the pollen. Or the next one, they're giving you all of these things for your erectile dysfunction. Or they're giving you the next thing that's class action lawsuit just in case you or your loved one died from these other things. Now you have the access to the lawyers who will stand up for you and give you a monetary compensation because you were negatively impacted and affected by the liars. We're in a now moment where we have to realize that everybody, regardless of what hue of people they are, regardless of what degree of education they got or miseducation they got, there is nobody that has been gifted to the earth to serve death. There is nobody who has been authorized by the law of existence or the will of existence or the intelligence of existence to be the perpetuators of sickness, illness, disease, and death. It's a livelihood. Its purpose in existence. That is the evidence of dysfunction and distortion. And we can triumph over it. And in this now moment, regardless of what the past has been, if we would care to truly live the rest of our lives, to immersed in it. For your heart is beating. And you're breathing. And that's the evidence of the Creator's love for you. That it is with you. With each and every breath and every beat of your heart. The question is, do you care to be free from the disease? Do you care to be free from the medications? Do you care to be free from the erroneous prognosis and diagnosis of these ones who have admitted that they don't know and that they're just practicing, experimenting with you? Trial and error in administering and prescribing all of this pharmaceuticals and medications. And to have multi-billion dollar institutions under the name of all of these diseases who have raised millions and millions of dollars in research, and then they do not have enough love for the people to tell you the truth. That all of these things are created as a result of eating that which has no place in the body. Eating that which has no nutrients, nothing vital that the body can utilize. And it is extremely important that we get this, because this is the methodology of oppression, to oppress us at our cellular functioning and to use the food as the tool of oppression. And then the weapons of mass destruction are the sugar, the alcohol, or the tobacco, and all of these artificially colored, artificially flavored, non-food stuffs that are easily addicting because of the contraindication of the chemicals, the flavorings, and all of that, which saturates and concentrates in your tissues, and is the foundation of all of the cancers and the inflammation and all of this other stuff. We should be free to live our lives in the fullness of our faculties, to live our lives in a consistent unfolding of our own unique individual expression of our divinity. This is something that we have to reach for. It's not something that our miseducational systems and our religious systems and whatnot have the intention to make sure that we have. But it would be in everybody's best interest if they were so oriented. It would be in everybody's best interest if everybody was supported, nurtured, nourished, and fed to the degree to which they could naturally unfold in the light of the truth of the all that they are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. It would be in everybody's best interest for everybody to be supported in their divinity, in their specialness, in their uniqueness, in their proper orientation, in knowing what life is on this planet, what the purpose in being on the planet is. Everybody would benefit. And so as a result of us now knowing that that is not the orientation that those who have taken responsibility to misorient and disorient us in this living, this is not what they're really trying to do, and that they are under the delusion of feeling entitled to generate a profit or generate money off of the degradation and the entrapment and capitalization and usurpation and devastation and slaughter, murder of loved ones. And these are not the ones that we should be following, and that is why it is so necessary for us to care, to take responsibility for doing that which is truly in our own best interest and facilitating our own clearing, cleansing, purification, renewal, rebirth, regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, so that we're completely revivified and resurrected in the light of the truth of the all that we each are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as men, the progenitor of lineages, as womb man, the perpetuator of lineages, so that we can live a glorious life doing that which we are here to do in the exaltation of life, and facilitating the greater unfoldment of our children and our grandchildren, and laying foundation for the destiny of our great-grandchildren and our great-great-great-grandchildren, and to understand that our generational wealth can only be accessed when we have a conscious intention to honor the integrity of the divinity of our being directly, and that genial side, and a world agenda that is depopulation and genocide is to affect the murder, the degradation, the degeneration, and the annihilation and the extinction of us as a global humanity. We can no longer participate and act as if our participation is sanctioned by God. It is not. And for all of those who are leading people, consciously caring to lead the people, but without dealing with the issue of the perfection of our cellular functioning, then these ones could do much, much better when they themselves would consciously care to be full and to be whole in their own being. But when we want to pat ourselves on the back for the little bit that we did do and say, oh, well, at least I gave this up, and oh, at least I gave that up, but then you've not affected the true clearing, cleansing, and consecration because you've not made the commitments to walk in the integrity of your truth. And that is to your benefit. It's to the benefit of everybody that loves you and that knows you and everybody that you would be a benefit to because you did that. And yes, it does take a little time, but we have the time on a daily basis to do that which is truly in our own best interest. And to know that this is the thing that gives us leverage so that we are not creating devastation, that we are not creating a tragic death with fate, that we are doing that which is ours to do and exalting a full life surge and accepting the correction and the blessing of being able to be corrected and to be harmonized with the will of existence, the laws of existence, and to become disciples of truth and bearers of light, and to become vivid in our own self-expression and self-representation as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and that we have no problems in realizing the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and we don't mind doing the inner work that allows us to have the greatest impact and effect in the world towards its greater good, towards the exaltation of humanity and the reorientation of humankind, so that Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, and all of life would rejoice because we've lived. On behalf of the establishment of the eternal order, the eternal government, absolute law, absolute order, absolute love, absolute light, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth on behalf of all of those who've come before us. We give thanks that it's our time. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is our Dharma, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are using your phone apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure that you're always, always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, thank you so much for your consistency. I'm so grateful. The meeting of the Inner Circle is always intended to remind us of the inherent blessedness in being as we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal point of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is beating our hearts. It is breathing us. It has the world spinning. Everything is progression. It is that which is inherent, and perfection is an inherent part of existence, and the law is an inherent part of our existence. So I am the one to remind us that in order for us to be victorious and triumphant over a global initiative that is depopulation and genocide, we have to be completely committed to doing that which is truly in our own best interest consistently over time. We're in a now moment of eternity that requires us to dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, to dwell as points of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to realize that there is one real eye that truly sees through every eye, and that every being that has an eye has intelligence, and it exalts a full life's urge. It does nothing to undermine itself. It knows its food. It excretes its waste. It knows its kind, and it perpetuates itself. And the only reason that we, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence, are not that intelligent is because we are being oppressed at the cellular level, and that primary methodology of oppression is to put us in a place where we feel entitled to be killing ourselves because it's fun. We've accepted the lie that we're supposed to be dying from something. We've come to a point in place and space where we are overwhelmed by all of the wickedness and feel helpless. And that's the conspiracy, is to make us feel helpless. That there's always going to be wickedness and evil, and there's nothing that we can do about it, so we may as well enjoy ourselves. Because we only have one life. Live it with all the gusto we possibly can. And anytime we're celebrating our birthdays or our anniversaries or our graduations or any of that, then we have to feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pussy mucus of cows, and all manners of alcohol and tobacco and all of this stuff. And I'm the one to remind you that you've been given one life, and it is an eternal life, and you should not be leaving here as a dead person. And because we're in that now moment of the quickening, it matters what you're focused on a daily basis. It matters what you're thinking about consistently over time. It matters what you're reaching for. It matters what you are really feeding yourself, because your consciousness, your awareness, your mindfulness, your thought processes are going to be influenced by the quality or the lack thereof of the substance of that which you're consuming that lays foundation for the quality of blood upon which your spirit is charged. And so it matters that we have an understanding and an understanding of the methodology of oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning. It matters that we have an understanding and an understanding that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and it beats our hearts and it breathes us, and there is nothing that it cannot accomplish. And when we align ourselves with it as these points of it, and take the time and make the time to be in the degree of reverence, appreciation, gratitude, thanksgiving that allows us to be in the peace and the poise of its presence as our absolute reality, then we can get leverage over whatever the issues that have crystallized in our tissues or whatever has externalized as a result of what we have been reaching for, what we have been thinking what we have been doing consistently over time. And because we are feeling entitled to be killing ourselves because we think that we're supposed to be dying from something, then understand that all of the time that you have been reaching for those things that undermine your cellular functioning, reaching for those things that leave toxicity and acidity and worms and maggots and organisms and whatnot in your body temple, reaching for that which destroys your cellular integrity and leaves so much excess waste in your system that your body is not able to release, then you have to come to that point and place where you really, really care. Because we cannot depend upon scientists, and we cannot depend upon the doctors, and we cannot depend upon the medical establishment or the pharmaceuticals or any of these other ones, because they have been poisoned all of their lives. We have to understand that it is a world-conquering rampage, and everything and everybody has been impacted and affected by it. So you're waiting to have scientific evidence of this, that, and the other when your body is blowing up is like foolishness. We don't have to go on YouTube and whatnot to see and to become aware of conspiracy theories and whatnot when you see that 90% of everybody that you meet is obese. And if they're not obese, it doesn't mean that they're in their right mind. And because we have so many ones that get up every day and work on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the alcohol industry, the tobacco industry, the sugar industry, the meat, dairy, eggs, and chicken industries, the sea creature industries, then know that we have so many ones who are not in their right mind. Because if they were in their right mind, then they would understand that there is no way for them to truly prosper when they serve the purposes of death. But under a system of capitalization that says, let the buyer beware, laissez-faire, and we have those ones who would prefer to be harmonized under the forces of the Luciferians because they really don't have the faith and the awareness of how the laws are actually working to work the laws to their better good, to their greater good, and to understand that the law works in our best interests when we are mastering the process of doing nothing to undermine ourselves. And because the methodology of oppression to oppress us at our cellular functioning is so pervasive, then we have to realize that when you're being warred against, your first line of defense is to do nothing to undermine yourselves, upon which yourself is charged, your blood is charged, your spirit is charged on your blood. It says the life is in the blood. And these ones are always trying to take your blood. Now they're trying to take your poop. They're trying to make sure that they got some of every of your body fluids. What? What's wrong with these people? Like, y'all can't have none of my poop. Ain't nobody getting inside this body but my husband. Nah, y'all bend over, open up. Y'all don't know these people. Let them go all up inside you with this thing and that thing and the other thing. And I'm just saying, if you didn't feed off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all of this processed garbage and flour and this and that and the other, you would not need to go there, and you don't need to go there. The issue is being aware that because you have been doing that for 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, the cancer is already there. The seeds of disease is already there. There's no way in hell that you could be a man 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, looking like you're 6, 8 months pregnant, and then go to the doctor and the doctor say, you got a clean bill of health. You need to sue him. A liar. You understand? But y'all keep going and going and going and believing these people, and then you leave them and go right back and do the same thing you've been doing all of this time. And so until we can really get to a point in place where we realize that it is the system that is criminal, that we are part of the same system that forced our indigenous families off their lands, marginalized them, killed them, slaughtered them, their way of life. We're under the same system of those who participated in the transatlantic slave trade, and we were enslaved behind the sugar industry, the tobacco industry. And now you work for these people, and you have diseases that are related to your overconsumption of these products, and then you feel entitled to be killing yourself. But you want to be respected as intelligent people. And you want somebody to do something about the police that's taking your children out of here, quick, fast, and a hurry. Bullets over here and a bullet over here. But when you are the parent who has been anesthetized and inebriating, intoxicating yourself, then understand there is no way in hell that you are doing that which is needed for your children if you will not do it for yourself. And that's why it's so important for us to understand that those ones who have access to your mind and your attention when you are watching commercial television and whatnot, that these ones do not have your best interests at heart. Yes, they will spend millions of dollars to have these 60-second sound bites. You understand, making sure that you are being enticed by flesh burgers dripping with all manners of cow pus and all of this garbage. And then the next commercial is going to be all of the medicines that you need to get over all of the stuff that's accumulating in your tissues. And then the next commercials you're going to get is from the lawyers who say, have you died or have any of your people died from any of these diseases? And so then we've got this class action lawsuit, and I'm like, whoa, this is really ill, okay? So when you have a system in place that legalizes the opportunity for businesses, companies of people, to harmonize their talents, skills, and abilities to produce, manufacture, and distribute products that undermine you at your cellular level, then understand that the system is destined to die, and that those who work on behalf of the death industries are destined to die, and that there is no prosperity that we can have when we have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. And whoever is in the White House or in the capitals or those ones who are taking responsibility to create legislation, if they have not light enough or wisdom enough or love enough to begin to put into place the systems that will help reverse the issues that they have profited from monetarily, then these are not ones that you need to respect as your leadership. And for where we are in this now moment, those of you who are listening to this programming, those of you who are tuned in to Night Watch throughout the week, those of you who are online and you're watching all of those ones who are sharing their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, their clarification, and all of that that we have access to, then you have the responsibility to consciously care to commit every fiber of your being to being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you stand in the light of the truth of the all that you truly are as one of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. You get what you ask for. The system and its miseducation and its religious training and its socialization and whatnot is a culture of death, a death culture. And the only way to properly separate ourselves from it while we're in the midst of it is to cleanse ourselves from the residues from the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, and all of this stuff that undermines us. It puts us in a place where we become ill. And it's very difficult to rejoice in the blessedness of your being when you do not feel well. It's very difficult to really tap into the laws and activate a full faith and a trust and a knowing that is creative and dynamic. It's very difficult to visualize and see the light, to claim it when you are in pain, in fear, in doubt, in trepidation, inhibition, when you keep reaching for death, although you dwell in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And so I'm here to encourage you to realize that we who live in this now moment are the beneficiaries of the gift, the labor, the services, the intellectual property, the sacrifices of so many ones whose names we will never be able to call. And for all of those whose names we are able to call, for those who were known because they stood up, because they spoke out, because they took the time to think and consciously care to initiate changes, then we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to do that which is ours to do. And to know that it is quite all right to accept correction. But you're dealing with the people who want you to march for your rights when you prefer to be wrong. And being wrong, being misaligned with the purposes of existence, is not in anybody's best interest. See, the whole delusion is that there are those ones who think that they're truly prospering and profiting off of the degradation, the violation, the annihilation, the usurpation, the degradation of all of these ones. There is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that anybody is prospering from the degradation of anybody at any time. And it seems as though with all of the civilizations that have risen and fallen, that we would have an understanding and an understanding of knowing how this works. And now you have all of these ones, all of these doctors, all of these scientists, all of these ones now who have so much to say about the food industry, so much to say about the pharmaceuticals, so much to say because they've done all of this research and science says this and whatnot. You ain't had that much damn sense to be able to think through this thing without all of that. That's hideous. You understand, because children, when you sit a child down to a plate of flesh of dead animals, the first thing they're going to say is no. You understand, they don't need a doctor or a PhD or a scientist to tell them that this is not food for me. And then you have those ones who are saying, oh, well, it's the sugar. And then other ones are saying, oh, it's the fat. And other ones are saying, oh, it's the carbs. And I'm saying, your body is designed perfectly by an absolute and supreme intelligence that never intended for us to kill anything to eat. And just because we have not been made aware of cultures of people who are strictly vegetarian, it does not mean that it is not needed to facilitate our progression from being steeped in a plethora and pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And those ones who are daring and caring enough to really expose the food industry or that which they call food in terms of the meat industry, the dairy industry, the chicken industry, and whatnot, as the primary perpetrators of violation, not only against the animals, but against the land and Mother Earth that is creating and facilitating the changes that are happening with the weather patterns and the global warming and whatnot, that we have to come to that point and place where we realize that as intelligences of existence that are being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, so that we are truly harmonized with the direct line of light, with our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be under the auspices of our souls, when we, as intelligences of existence, are bathing in the reality of absolute light, absolute love, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth, we have the opportunity to circumvent some of the devastation that is destined to come to these people. But love is the fulfillment of the law. And in order to really love, you have to be able to forgive and to release and to let go of your resentments and your anger and your frustration and the memory of the violations and the trespasses. You have to be willing to focus your attention on the whole as opposed to the little bits and pieces and parts. You have to care to be whole, to claim it, to affirm it, to speak it, to think it, to visualize it, to see it, to believe it, to activate your faith and your trust in it, and to know that what you focus on is going to expand. So if you focus on all the distortion and the dysfunction and all of the stuff. It's like the people who say, oh, well, the chemtrails. And I'm saying that little line of chemtrail dissipates in the rest of all of that, which is sky as the earth is spinning, because everything is in movement except for your bowels. You got 30 feet of intestines and your bowels ain't moving, baby. I'm just saying, there is nothing stagnant in existence. And so we went from the Black Power movement, the Civil Rights movement, the human rights, gay rights, all of this right movement, but the bowels are not moving. Rolaids, Tums, and all X-Lax. So this is multi-billion-dollar business because y'all are blocked up. Blocked up. Your body temple is the temple for the dwelling of the true spirit of the living God and goddess. You cannot dwell in filth and be in the fullness of yourself. It is not possible. And this is why we see the amount of degradation and inconsistency and contradiction and hypocrisy and just wickedness. No matter how much education these people had, they dress themselves up and they talk as if they really know. And these people are seriously stupid. You understand? Because it is stupidity to truly think that your false bravado, you're dressing yourself up as if you're superior to everybody else because you have stacked the deck against the majority of the people of the planet, but you need them. Your whole economy is based on them. And then you have no regard and no respect for them. Feel entitled to leave your poisons and waste upon the earth that you depend upon. And then think that whatever monies that you can put forward towards your space exploration and recreating the Big Bang, your speculation as to how it all began, while you're sipping on coffee and smoking cigarettes and all of this, I'm just saying. When we take the time to acknowledge the divinity of existence itself, that we are already in heaven, we do not have to die to go there. We're dwelling by virtue of a presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It is timeless. We are already in the realm of eternity. And there is no one who can create a greater way than the way of life itself. Nobody that can create a greater system that brings us up out the ditches and valleys of degradation than being completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we can stand as a resurrected people. Nobody has created a greater way, regardless of what degrees they have, what books they've written, what it is that they've said that they've done. Because it is not in our doing that we qualify ourselves for continuance in existence without having come to that point where we are in integrity with the divinity of our being. Today, have y'all in a place and space where you rather focus on the things that you're doing and all of your thinkings that you're making? And I'm the one to tell you, you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are, but make it. There's nothing you can bring forward, nothing you can make, nothing you can fabricate, nothing that you can create that is greater than yourself. And so being in the greatness of ourselves is what the need really is right now. And to understand that yourself is a spirit that is charged on your blood. And the duty, obligation, and responsibility we have to create new blood. The blood of Christ. Christ being the quality of consciousness of one who is aware of their own inherent divinity, duty, obligation, and responsibility to live lovingly, lawfully, courageously, authentically, compassionately, mercifully, in the integrity of the truth of who and what we each are, is these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal forms of this absolute and supreme intelligence. On behalf of all intelligences, all creatures, all living things, living beings, on behalf of the lineages that we represent, those whose names we can call, and the infinity of those whose names we will never know, it is our time to activate our generational wealth and to stand in the glory of the truth of ourselves as conscious immortals, so that when it comes time to leave, we have lived, we have loved, we have served, we have healed, we have transcended, transformed, and transmuted everything towards our greater good. And when we leave, we're leaving as embryonic gods and goddesses. We're leaving as living beings. And not dead people. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.